chapter 1. And I'd like to say to Preacher Jimmy, thank you for filling in for me. I appreciate that. We had the privilege of listening to it. Chandler had it on live stream, and I couldn't watch it. So what we done was plug it into my radio on my truck and turn the volume up and got to listen to the whole service. So I thought that was pretty good. Yep. That's all right. But we appreciate, glad we, you know, it's hard to trust people in the pulpit nowadays. And glad we've got Brother Jimmy to fill in when I'm gone, and we don't worry about it. You know, that's a good thing. When you don't have to worry about it, you can enjoy your vacation a lot better. I had one man fill in for me down at Hornsboro, come back, and he had turned the church upside down. It was terrible. He went opposite of what the Bible had to say and what I'd been preaching for several years. So that was a mess to try to figure out. But anyhow, thank you, Brother Jimmy. I appreciate that. Now, tonight I want to look at something. Now, you say, preacher, this is the Christmas story. Well, I know it ain't Christmas yet, but it will be tomorrow. Before you turn around, it's going to be the Christmas story, all right? But as I was reading and studying a little bit this week, I found something I really ain't never, I've read it 100 times. And many messages, Christmas messages that I have preached over the years. But I found something I want to draw our attention to tonight. Look with me at Luke chapter 1. I'll begin reading with verse 26. The Bible says, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city, a Galilee named Nazareth." Now, let me say this. Gabriel, if you don't know it, some of you might, but he was what God had called and put a title on, the archangel. In other words, he is the one, a messenger, that sent the important messages out to the earth, if you will. I am sure in heaven too, but Gabriel brought this message to Mary. Now watch what verse 27 says. "To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary." Here's what I want to pull out tonight. These next words. "For thou has found favor with God." I've read that and read that and read that, and that's never dawned on me like this. But I titled my message tonight, "How Do We Find Favor with God?" Read the rest of that and let's see. Verse 31, "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus." Amen. "And he shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." That's pretty good right there, isn't it? Now watch. "Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know no man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee." Well, you know what? When you find favor with God, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. All right? Now watch. "And the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." My, my. Boy, that's good reading right there, isn't it? You ever looked at the Christmas story that way? I thought many times, how can we find favor with God? Father, Lord, we thank you for this time that we can come tonight and open up the Word of God. Lord, I pray that you would open our hearts, Lord, tonight and just let this sink in, Lord, that how we can find favor with you. And Father, I ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you, if there's one lost, you'd save them. If there's one backslidden, you'd proclaim them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Just like Mary tonight, you can find favor with God. Now, that word favor is translated or translated in many languages and is translated as grace. It's pretty interesting, isn't it? So how can we find grace in the eyes of God? Or how can we find favor in the eyes of God? How do we do that? Number one, I believe that we need to believe and trust God. If you're ever going to find favor with God, you're going to have to believe who He is. And Mary, when the angel came to her, you know, she was saying, well, I don't know no man. I'm a virgin. I don't have, a man child. I don't know who this is. And the angel said, you have found favor with God. Now, how did she do that? I'll tell you how. First of all, she lived her life believing in God. And the only way you're ever going to find favor is believing in God. Not only do we believe in God, what He can do, but we got to trust what He will do. Does that make sense? There's a lot of times we don't believe what God can do, therefore we don't trust what God can do. And I want us to understand tonight, and I'm as guilty as anybody about worrying and not putting things in the hands of God. How many's like that? That's human nature, isn't it? And we all do that tonight, but I want us to understand, if you ever going to find favor in the eyes of God, you got to first believe who He is and what He can do. And not only do we believe that, we got to trust He can do that. There's so many times that we have faults in our head that we say, Lord, you know, I don't know what to do. Well, why haven't we trusted God? Why haven't we believed in God? And there's so many times I've caught myself not being in favor with God because I don't trust Him like I should. And that's just human nature, is it not? We worry and worry and worry about what's going to happen and things that's coming up, and we know, you know, what lies ahead, but we forget about who's holding the future. He's got it all right here in His hand. But if you're ever going to find favor tonight, we got to believe what He can do and trust what He's going to do. We've got to do that. Not only do we trust Him, but I thought about this. Believe and trust God in what, preacher? Number one, now this is the subtopic, if you want to. I thought about the providence of God. You ever thought about that word? The providence of God? I'd done a little research on that. And the providence of God means the protection of God. And if we know that God's got us, we know that God's got us under His wing and under His control and in the palm of His hand, that's the providence of God. That means He will protect us against the what? The wiles of the devil. Is that not what the Bible says? Sure it does. The providence of God, the protective care of God. Or you can look at it, there was another definition of the providence of God, was spiritual power. Spiritual power. And so many times, we don't show our spiritual power. You say, how do you show your spiritual power? Preacher, believe and trust. I know there's a song, Trust and Obey, right? Well, if you're going to trust God, you're going to obey God, then you're going to believe God. Are you with me tonight? That's how you understand what the providence of God is. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9 says this. Now watch what it says. And being made perfect, boy, wasn't he? He became the author of eternal salvation unto all of them that what?
Obey.
Wow. Obey him. And I guarantee you tonight, there's not a person in this church nowhere that says we 100% believe and trust God in all things. None of us do. Because we worry, don't we? And that's the human side of it, isn't it? And if you got kids, you worry, amen? If you've got sick, relatives, I know Dawn's sister is not doing well. And, you know, she probably worries about that. And I got one in college. Penny, y'all got one up in Concord or, you know, up that way. We've all got, I know Abby and them just went to college. You worry about stuff like that. That's human nature. But how many times do we fully trust in God and say, Lord, I'm going to put them in your hands and I want you to take care of them? That's what we need to do. But it's hard, isn't it? But if you're ever going to find favor with God, you got to believe him, you got to trust him, and you got to obey him. That's all I'm saying tonight. Not only do we trust, obey, and believe, but I see in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, look what the Bible has to say. But without what? There you go. Trust, believe, obey, and faith. Those things will find favor with God, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I wonder how often we seek him until trouble comes. I catch myself many times in my life. Man, everything's going good. Everything's going like it's supposed to. I don't talk to God like I ought to. But when things get a little difficult, when things get a little hairy, and things get out of my control, that's when we start talking to God. Is that not human nature? Sure it is. But I'm here to tell you, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And there's no way that you're ever going to have favor with God unless you got faith in God. No way. Number two. Number one, how do we find favor with God? Believe and trust. Number two, I believe, number two, if we ever going to find favor with God, we will be willing to be used of God. You got to be willing to be used of God. Back over in Luke chapter 1 and verse 38, the Bible says, and Mary said, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. She said, Lord, if you want me to carry Jesus, I'm here. I'm here. I wonder how many of us tonight can say, Lord, if you want me to carry Jesus, I'm here. I'm willing tonight. I'm willing to carry him and show him off to the world. You see, that's how you find favor in the eyes of God, is willing to carry my Savior around with you all the time. So many times we leave him in a back corner. He becomes a spare tire in our life. We don't pull him out until we need him. I thought about that as we was going to the mountains. Me and Chandler, I throwed a spare tire for the trailer in the bed of the truck. Well, Chandler did, I didn't. But anyhow, we had a spare tire in the bed of the truck. Now, just so happened, and thank the good Lord, we didn't need it. Amen? But guess where the spare tire is? Still in my truck. You know why? Because I didn't need it. And that's the way we do God. Until we need him, he's back here somewhere. But when you need him, we put him out here and let him go to work for us. I'm here to tell you tonight, if you ever want to find favor with the Lord, you got to be willing to be used of God. You know, I've always said this, even in my home church and the other church I pastored, and you know, all the years I've been in church, and I was in church from the time I was born to now, amen? Thank God for that. But all the years, I always said this as I grew up and got wiser and when I got saved. They shouldn't one person have more than one job in the church. People should be flogging saying, can I do something for the Lord? Amen. We shouldn't have to put four or five jobs on one person. And how many tonight would be willing to be used of God and get God out of the trunk, out of the spare tire, and put him back in front and say, Lord, whatever your will is for my life, I'm ready to do it. Amen. That's where we need to be tonight. If you're ever going to find favor, you say, what does all that mean, preacher? First of all, we got to be submissive to God. We got to be submissive to God. James chapter 4 and verse 7. The Bible says this. Submit yourselves, therefore, to who? God. Not the church, right? Not the world, right? Not to everybody else, but it says submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And we wonder why the devil is always on our back and his little imps is always aggravating the daylights out of us. I'll tell you why. It's because we got out of favor with God. We got in a position to where we didn't think we needed God. We got in a position to where God was still in the trunk. We got in a position to where God might still be in a closet somewhere. But let me tell you something. When the devil gets on you, you're going to start crying out to God, I guarantee you. You're going to start crying out to God. Lord, help me. Oh, wait a minute. Lord, let me get you out of the closet so you can hear me. Huh? Right or wrong? That's where we are tonight. But I want us tonight to understand, if you ever going to find favor with God, you got to be submissive to the one and only, and his name is Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. Not to your pastor. Not to the president. Not to the people. But to God. The Bible nowhere says submit yourself to nobody else other than husbands. Submit yourselves to your wives, and wives submit yourselves to the husband. Am I right or wrong? That's what the Bible says. But we've got to be in submission. And when you become submission and submit yourself to God, then he can use you. God won't use somebody that don't want to be used. Huh? If you want to be used, God will use you. I remember, and Brother Jimmy, you probably can be right there with me. When we first got saved, we said, Lord, just use us. In 1,000 years, I didn't ever believe he'd use me this way. When that water went down, brother, you said, uh-oh. See, I heard it. Things getting serious, that's right. And when I walked in, y'all remember Preacher Vern Helms? I walked into Miss Mady's house that day. And when I walked in her house, she didn't come to the door. She just said, come in. I knocked. She didn't even come to the door. She said, come in. When I walked in there, I said, Miss Mady, could you pray with me? And when she got down there in her hallway and the prayer benches, I got on one side, she got on the other, and I never told her once why I was there. And she said, God help this young preacher boy to find his way. Boy, I'm telling you what's the truth. The water went away. The water got gone. I never told her why I was there. I just said, I'd like for you to pray for me. That's all I said. She didn't know what I was fighting. And by the way, if you ever called to preach, you're going to fight it. It's a battle. It was for me, I'll put it that way. It was a battle for me. I got some mean, ornery, trying to say no to God, and the devil was just enjoying the far out of it. But when I became submissive and God started using me, I hadn't turned loose of the plow and looked back. Amen. I've kept both hands on the plow and kept a digging the whole way through. I hadn't pleased everybody, but you know what? I'm not here to please nobody and everybody except submit myself and please God what I'm doing tonight. That's all I'm here for. That way you find favor with God. The words of several prophets in the Old Testament. Here I am, Lord, use me. Samuel! Samuel! Here I am. Y'all remember that? Samuel! Here am I, Lord. David. Oh, David! Here am I, Lord. Send me. Oh, but we got to put on all of that armor. David said, no, you don't. I come with a sword and a staff. I don't come to you in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ. I come to you in the name of Jesus. Here am I, Lord. Use me. You ever going to find favor with God? You're going to have to submit yourself to God. How do we find favor? Number three. I want you to listen closely to me. How do we find favor? By obeying God's word. By obeying God's word. All the scripture that we've read tonight was the word of God, was it not? Be submissive. Is that not the word of God? Here am I, Lord. Use me. It's in the Bible. I say to you, number one, how do we obey the word? Keep his commandments. John chapter 15, verse 10 and 11. Look what the Bible says. If ye keep my commandments, watch, ye shall. Ain't that a promise? Yes. Shall in your Bible is a promise. Ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Look at the next verse. These things have I spoken unto you that my joy, watch, might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. That's a great verse, isn't it? How many know tonight it's always good to be full than half empty? Some of y'all didn't catch that. Is your tea glass half empty or half full? See? I want you to understand tonight, if you're obedient to God and you find favor with God, you're going to be full of joy. You know what that means? There's no room for nothing else. Even if you take a full cup of water and drop one ice cube in there, what's going to happen? It's going to spill over, is it not? There's no room for nothing else. If you're ever going to find favor with God tonight, you've got to be full where the world can't put nothing else in there, that you're full of Jesus Christ. Finding favor. How many know that if you ever gonna obey God's word, you can't pick and choose what you want to obey? Huh? Some denominations have chose to use part of the Bible and not all of the Bible. I've done my research. Some of them does not believe that if you was to die right now, you would go to heaven. That's not what my Bible says, church. I can prove that. Some of them believe that you've got to work in order to go to heaven. That's not what my Bible teaches me. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, it says, not of works, lest any man should boast. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, we can all quote that verse. These things have I written unto you, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. I know I'm going to heaven, and nothing can change that. Amen. But you know what? You can go to heaven and still not have favor. You know, a lot of times I think, I said at work, when there's nobody, you know, in and out, our showroom, if you hadn't ever been down, there's a big place. And people's in and out, you know, constantly. Whether it's the parts counter or looking at lawnmowers, tractors, steel products, you know, whatever. There's somebody moving. But every once in a while it gets quiet. And I sit there and think, man, where have I let God down today? Where have I let God down this week? Did I preach hard enough? Did I preach what God wanted me to? Did I miss something? There's been times that I shoulda, coulda, woulda, but didn't. And I bet y'all can say the same thing. Every last one of us. Folks, we got to find favor in the eyes of God. This word of God right here, if you remember when John came out of the wilderness, he was eating the word of God. He was eating it. And how many know that it was sweet to his bowels, to his intestines, to his stomach? It was sweet. And if we ever gonna find favor with God tonight, church, we got to live it. We've got to eat it. We've got to sleep it. And we got to obey it. Don't take part of it. If you can't take it all, don't take none of it. Amen. The Bible says that we've got to take the whole counsel of God, 66 books, from the Old Testament to the New Testament. We've got to take it all tonight. And so many times we throw out the Ten Commandments. We'll live by eight and forget about the rest. Well, you know what my Bible teaches me? If you're guilty of one, you're what? Guilty of all. How many tonight needs to find favor back with God? I believe every one of us in the building tonight, and I know we've got a lot out sick and on vacation and all of that, but how many believe tonight that we could find more favor with God? I guarantee you, tonight, if we was to look around our life, not nobody else, because that's where we go wrong. We looking at so-and-so did this, so-and-so said that. Let me tell you something. If we worry about ourselves, that'll keep us busy till the Lord comes back. Amen. Huh? Sweep around your own door before you go sweeping around somebody else's. In the book, in the four Gospels, he talks about a mote in your brother's eye, a beam in your brother's eye. What good is it if you're trying to get it out of your brother's eye and you got one in your own? Amen. We got to learn to don't worry about other folks before we take care of ourselves. I'm talking to spiritually now. If they're hungry, feed them. If they're cold, clothe them. If they're cold, I put a blanket on them. Amen. If they're hungry, feed them. If they're out in the yard somewhere, put a roof over their head. I believe that's where America has let people down, is not taking care of the underprivileged people that has fell on hard times. Y'all have heard me say this before, and I'll say it till the day I die. There shouldn't be a veteran nowhere in the United States without a home. They shouldn't be a veteran nowhere in the United States that don't have a place to lay his head and something to eat every time it's a mealtime. Right. I fully believe if we're ever going to find favor with God, we got to obey this word. Live them, eat them, and sleep them. I want to ask you a question tonight. How many times this week have we let God down? You think about that one. There's been many, hadn't there? You ain't got enough toes and fingers to count. How many times has He let you down? How many needs to find favor back with God tonight? This church, God has blessed tremendously, folks. Tremendously. And if you want to continue to see it grow and to move forward, you're going to have favor with God. Not with the preacher, but with God. The Bible says back over in Luke chapter 1 that when God found favor with Mary, He filled her with the Holy Ghost. Did it not say that? I wonder when's the last time you've been full of the Holy Ghost? When's the last time you couldn't contain tears? When's the last time you couldn't keep your seat? When's the last time that you just turned loose and said, Lord, do with me what you will? I wonder tonight how many is willing to find favor again with God. How many of us tonight would be willing to say, I want our church to be in favor with God? When we vote on something, all in favor, right? That means agreeance, correct? How many is in agreeance? All in favor, raise your hand, right? When's the last time you thought about the favor with God? I should preach this on Sunday morning. We need in our church. I'm not worried about the church over here, not over here, over here, or over here. God put me as the leader of this flock. And I want us to have favor with God. We need that tonight. I know some of us here tonight are burdened down right now. Some of us has got about more on us than we could bear. Amen. Some of us is not feeling well tonight. How many know if you find favor with God, you can see yourself through those things? Don't try it on your own. You say, how do you know, preacher? You're looking at one that's tried it and it don't work. You got to have favor with God. I'm going to ask this question tonight. If you want favor with God, would you come around this altar and say, Lord, I need to get back that favor. I want back what I once had. Would you come tonight? Lord, I want that favor back. Just like Mary had. I want that favor. You say, preacher, this is the second time around the altar. Well, we have a prayer meeting. I want us to have that favor that we're supposed to have.